What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM. You can turn your big plays into paydays, and you can start with a risk-free bet of up to $1,000. Sign up using the promo code AwesomeO, make a deposit, and then place your first wager. If you don't win, and if you're watching our video, I'm sure you're just going to win anyway, you'll receive the amount of your wager back in free bets. You can register now to go all in on the action at the King of Sportsbooks. This offer is valid in Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and West Virginia. Terms and conditions apply. Ben, it was a good weekend, but we are now back. It is Monday, and it's time to dive back in to a little bit of baseball.
Great weekend. A lot of things went very well. Some of our bets from last week cashed over the weekend. Golf went great. All good things. We are riding some serious momentum, and we are going to keep that going today. You are up first because you are the baseball guru right now. You've had a hot week on the diamond.
Been going really well for me too, from a personal standpoint. I've been betting a lot of baseball over these past 2 weeks, okay. And that has been pretty nice so far. Not as great as the NFT world, but still good in the baseball sense. And by the way, I assume we're going to talk about it tomorrow, but kudos on the Patrick Cantlay pick.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, yep. Needed it. We're going big here. Double two strippers today. I've got two picks. First one up, two strips of bacon, San Diego Padres money line -175 at BetMGM. Diamondbacks, 97 projected weighted runs created plus. I have them at 3.7 runs for the game. Padres, 111 weighted runs created plus, projected for 5 runs. Big time favorites as far as I'm concerned. Ignoring the no-hitter in his debut, Tyler Gilbert profiles at best as like an average starter. Doesn't really have the strikeout stuff. A little bit of a problem against this Padres offense because there's a ton of power. You don't want to be just giving free base runners out. Chris Paddock is going for San Diego. He's legitimately good. 3.65 projected FIP via Steamer. Diamondbacks are running out a bunch of lefty bats, or at least that's the expectation, which is Paddock's slight struggle point, but I think it helps that all of these lefties that are going for the Diamondbacks project as below average MLB hitters outside of Dalton Varsho. So I have the fair line on this game at +/-226. I'm getting the Padres at a steal price of -175. If you can get it any lower than that, obviously be my guest, but this is a double strip of bacon. I already bet it legitimately in real life before I even recorded this video, but I need to let you guys know that line is still out there and you guys should get it.
No problem with that. That's kind of the bets that I look to picking on some of these awful teams. I like that. I do want to say I have only one selection today. I'm keeping it very, very light, but U.S. Open in tennis has started, and we've got great tennis content over at AwesomeO. So go check that out as well. Shout out to our guy, Blaine, does some great work, and the whole tennis team. Joker's going to win over there. But my one pick for baseball, I'm going to certainly a pretty big matchup here. We got the Red Sox going into Tampa. AL East, obviously, they are trying to make a move, and the Rays seem to just be holding on. They've won 7 straight. I'm going to say that the Rays make it 8 straight. -134 at home. I kind of just think that they're going to hold serve. They've just been fantastic in so many regards. Now, you can say they've been beating up on the Orioles seemingly every series. That is somewhat fair, but you do look. They've beaten the Red Sox 5 of the last 6. Pivetta on the mound for Boston. He's lost 4 of his last 5 starts. The Rays have won 4 of their last 6 starts with Pitino on the mound. Everything kind of trends their way. They've won 7 straight. They're very, very good at home. 41-23 at home. 42-18 in the division. I know, again, it's Baltimore is in there, so you can kind of extract that. But all the splits long-term on a macro level lean to Tampa. Boston, you know, 34-31 on the road. They've been a lot more pedestrian, much, much stronger. So I'm just going to say at -134 that the Rays can get this done. They'll take the first game of the series.
I'm not backing you on this one, but I don't have a dog in the fight. I stayed away from this. I walked through every game earlier today. Ultimately did not end up touching either side of this game, Rays side, Red Sox side, total at all. I'm not on it. I thought everything looked pretty efficient. So best of luck to you. Obviously, thank I'm hoping you. That you do pick up the W. Just wasn't something that I looked at. So I said that I was going 2 strips of bacon on the first game for the Padres outright against Arizona. That happened. We're going 2 strips of bacon here. But we are not leaving the stadium. Diamondbacks and Padres under 9.5 runs, -120 at BetMGM. I detailed out all the projections a little bit earlier. Feel free to scrub back 3 minutes and listen to all that data. But I have the total at 8.7 runs, well below the 9.5 mark. Based on my projections, I have it going under 9.5 63% of the time. if I was setting a fair line there, it would be plus or minus 172. You would never see that on a total. They would just start moving the total line. So obviously, you can also look around and see if you can find value at additional numbers. I actually bet this at under 9.5 and under 9 because I felt like there were value on both of those numbers. Split my bet a little bit. Instead of going for the full amount at 9.5, I went to half of that at 9.5, half of that at 9, or essentially in that area. So if you can find extra lines, maybe make yourself feel a little bit comfortable. Either direction, you can do that. But 9.5 at minus 120 was the first line that I looked at from BetMGM. That fit my model perfectly, given where I have this run total. But I also added on a little bit more at under 9, trying to get a little bit frisky. Either way, Diamondbacks Padres under today for two strips of bacon.
Quick bonus topic here. I just want to ask you kind of on the spot. You've mentioned you really like the Padres. You also like the under. So clearly, you don't exactly believe in the Diamondbacks offense. Did you look at their team total specifically? It's at 3.5, maybe to short that as well.
I did. The juice on the individual team run lines is usually pretty thick, and It wasn't providing the same sort of expectation for me. I'm a big Kelly guy, for those that don't know Kelly Criterion. That's dictating everything that I'm doing from a data perspective. The other bets that I made were just simply higher, so I didn't go that direction because when I saw the juice on the Diamondback side of it, it was just too big.
Fair enough. Just wanted to throw that out there because it seemed like it was trending that way.
That is what I look at. So each morning I'm looking at money line, both sides of the run line, totals and alternate lines, and then each individual team's personal totals. But I rarely get to those individual team totals because they're usually hanging like 40 cents at least.
There you go.
Best I can do. We got some winners here. I'm feeling good about this baseball slate. Ben, anything else you want to touch on before we get out of here?
No, like I said, that'll do it for us. Good luck, everybody. Stay tuned. More breakfast menu all week. Baseball, every other sport, we got you covered. So good luck. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Later, everybody. Thank you, BetMGM.